Hi, folks.
My name is Hamza, and this is Sai, and together we're the maintainers of Swift Open API Generator. Today, we'll show you how to build a proxy server in just about 15 minutes, all using Swift Open API. And we're going beyond a Hello World service here. We're going to be calling a real-world ChatGPT API, and we'll even include end-to-end streaming here. We'll be covering a lot, and we'll be going pretty fast. But don't worry, we've already open-sourced all of the code you're going to see today. It's part of the Swift Open API Generator examples directory, so you can check it out right after the session. Also, we're doing a live demo here with a lot of move-in bits. We'll be calling a real third-party API and one that's backed by an LLM. So who knows what's going to happen. If something goes wrong, please bear with us. So before we start cooking, let's prepare our table. Here are the ingredients. We're going to be using Swift Open API to generate a client to talk to the ChatGPT API, and we'll also generate a tailored API server that uses the ChatGPT client to make upstream calls. VS Code is our editor for today, and we have the Swift and Open API extensions installed. We'll be using Dev containers to build and run the server on Linux. And since Swift Open API clients and transports have a pluggable transport layer, we'll be using Vapor and Async HTTP client on the Linux server, and we'll be using URL session when calling APIs from macOS. But first, why do we need a proxy in the first place? Why not just make the calls directly from the client up to ChatGPT? Well, there are a few reasons you might want to consider this approach. First, you don't want to hand out the credentials for your LLM service APIs. Second, you might want to customize the prompt and evolve it pretty frequently. Third, you want to be able to switch the model you're using, or maybe even the backing LLM service. And finally, you might want to provide a more tailored experience for your users by transforming the requests and responses. The proxy we're building today will take advantage of all of these benefits. So, what should we build? Well, Sai and I are both basketball fans. But when we attend live games, we're often a bit underwhelmed by the creativity of the chants. They usually go like, let's go, team name. We can do better. We want something more engaging and fun, something creative that includes specifics about our team and its players. Enter Chant GPT. A tailored API. Thank you. We're really proud of this one. It's a tailored API backed by ChatGPT that provides team-specific songs to sing at games. So, let's start building. First, we're going to switch over to Terminal, and we're using the OpenAI API today, and specifically the chat completions endpoint, which is the ChatGPT API. We provide the authentication credentials in the header, we choose the model, and we just say hello. And we actually did get a reply back here with the LLM saying hello back. So how do we call this from Swift now? Well, fortunately, OpenAI publishes an OpenAPI document on their official GitHub. And the OpenAPI document contains over 100 operations, including the ChatGPT API. And while we're only going to use the single chat completions operation today, since we're going to be generating all of the data model and networking code from this OpenAPI document, later we could add more functionality very easily, such as streaming audio or generating images. So to get started working on the client, let me hand it over to Sai.
Okay. Well, thanks, Hamza. I'm going to switch over to VS Code, where we've already downloaded the OpenAPI document. And the VS Code OpenAPI plugin comes with Swagger UI Preview, which allows you to explore the API interactively. This is that chat completions endpoint that we're going to use. And if I expand the operation, see the parameters it takes. You can see it takes the messages that make up the prompt, the model, and there's also this stream parameter here. If we expand the documentation, it says if we enable streaming, the server is going to send tokens back as a data-only service then to event stream, terminated by this magic data payload. Okay. Swift Open API can generate all the code we need to call this API. So I'm going to head over to Package Manifest, and I'm going to add a generated ChatGPT client. We'll start by adding the package dependencies that we need. And because we're going to use this generated client from a proxy server target later, which will have its own OpenAPI documents, I'm going to generate the ChatGPT client in a dedicated target. So this target depends on the OpenAPI plugin, and it also depends on the OpenAPI runtime library, which provides some of the common types used by the generated code. I'm going to add this target as a dependency of the CLI, along with the URL session transport. Now I'm going to create a source directory for the target, and I'm going to move that OpenAPI document into that directory. And because the plugin requires a config file, I'm going to create that too. Here, we're making use of a filtering configuration option to filter for just the operations we're interested in today, which can speed up the build if you're using a large API. The one more thing we need is, because this API is behind authentication, we're going to need a middleware. So I'm going to create that now. So this middleware adds a header field to every HTTP request, and the value for the header field could be taken from an environment variable. And we'll use that to provide the API token. So we have all the pieces we need to start calling the ChatGPT API from the CLI. Over here. And I'll start by importing the modules we're going to use, including the ChatGPT module with the generated client. And I'll create a client using the URL session transport